In this gospel, it's kind of a funny one because a lot of times people can use it sort of as non-Catholic Christians sometimes use it as this proof text about how to kind of lessen Mary's importance in salvation history. But really, all it really ends up doing is not lessening his mother's importance, but he extends the boundaries of his family to all of us. So he's just like my mother, who is already our family, it's just like I'm opening the doorways that so whoever does my will, whoever is willing to participate in me, like this intimacy with my mother, can be a part of me just like my mother is. You know, it's an actual oneness. It's an opening his arms wide to extend the boundaries of his family. It's not edging Mary outside of his family. So it's so funny how these things can be taken sometimes as completely opposite of what they really are. And so we're reminded on a day today where Mary is presented by her parents, Anne and Joachim, in the temple. Again, anytime that we think about these presentations of the important people of Scripture, especially our Blessed Mother and Jesus, we always remember, kind of like I'd mentioned, if you guys recall a while back on one of the genealogy days that we had, one of the amazing thing about those genealogies, those big long lists of names, is that if one group or either of any of those sets of people were not open to life, we wouldn't have those subsequent generations that give us our salvation history. So Anne and Joachim being open to life is what brings Mary into the world. And then Mary and Joseph, remember, Joseph, it's an unusual situation for him again. So he has to be also, again, open to life and open to the care of Mary as well. And so these are great examples in these parents about what it is to be a parent. If you're open to life, then you are also the protector, the educator of that life. And it's amazing thing. I mean, I know I owe my parents a great, great debt of gratitude for, I think, doing a pretty good job, you know, and it's not easy to be a parent in this world today. And I have a wedding today too. And one of the things that you ask of the couple, are you open and willing to receive the blessing of children from God, you know, if it be his will? And that's one of the questions that you have to be absolutely open to have a real fruitful Christian marriage. And so all of these things rely on one another in these amazing and complex layers that we have. And so that's our reminder today, is that if we can do the will of God, if we could be open to life as Christ is open to all of us, then we're in his company. And now we don't always do it perfectly. We know on Saturday we have a lot of confessions and things like that. And so that's why we have confession, so that when we don't walk in God's will, we still come back to him by admitting what our wrongs are. If we can do those things, the road to heaven is pretty simple. It's not a big ask. And again, always reminded that on the Saturday, when we think of our Blessed Mother, when we're reminded of her, that all she always asks in all of these apparitions are prayer and repentance. She doesn't ask these complicated things. It's not complicated things. It's always pointing the way to her son and returning to him when we've turned our backs on him, and praying. And so that's all. But sadly, I'll make this announcement now, and I'll also make it at the end of Mass as well. We have the Girl Scouts are doing something with St. Vincent de Paul, and so confessions are going to be held here today, so we won't have a rosary today. So sadly, I always hate it when it's this great Marian day, and then I'm like, and there won't be a rosary. So please pray your rosaries on your own. You know, you could throw me in there to your prayers as well. But just to make that announcement, just in case I forget at the end. But God bless you all today.